Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for Steelers Roundtable on a football Friday. Texans come to town. Dorn Dickerson was drafted by the Houston Texans, former Pitt All-American tight end. He's with us for the next 2 hours. Before we get into a full-blown preview of this game, I'd like to... Did another microphone just break?
No, it was my Xbox remote.
What game are you playing during the show?
I have Hulu on, actually. I stream Hulu and watch some sports shows while we dive into all these topics. So I got a lot of stuff going on.
I do, too. I am moving tomorrow. I'm going to move in with my in-laws for the next few months while my house is being built. Any advice from you guys on how I should manage that, living with my wife's parents for the next 3 months?
Try to do as many shows as possible so you can get out of the house.
Malsy?
Or say that you're doing shows and not really do shows
and go to
come
the bar
over here and throw in my bushes. Throw up in my bushes.
Oh, that's also an option. Man, I don't know. I think I'm going to be living with my mother-in-law for probably like 10 to 14 days when we...
Are you anxious about it? That's a yes.
Only in the sense that, like, I know it's going to be different. It's not going to be for a very long time. Yours is considerably longer. And then the reason I'll be anxious is because I'll be on edge about, like, trying to get everything situated in the new house. My advice to you would be just try to, like, carve out Andrew time where you're just off away from people.
And lie about it, like Doran said?
No, just go read a book.
Go read a book. Libraries aren't open right now, Chris. We're in a pandemic.
You don't own a single book that you haven't yet read.
No, I can, but I don't think I can just sit around on their couch and read all day, and that's just somehow tolerable or respected.
I've met you.
Chris, you're really showing your age saying go read a book. Go read a book. That's the best thing you can come up with for Andrew to do is go read a book.
I mean, I'm trying to help him out here if his wife is listening by not, like, saying things like, I don't know, lie about where you're going and then head to Doran's house and get wine drunk and puke. I don't think
Kale, you live with your parents. Well. Has it gotten old? I mean, have you expired your time there as a roommate post-college? What would you say about that?
No, I don't think so yet, but it's only been about a month and a half since I've been back. I would say my advice and what I try to do is be helpful around the house, offer to take garbage.
Volunteer,
offer to do that stuff, and just say every meal tastes delicious. Praise all the cooking. Say it's all great. Say it's all fantastic.
Do you think I need to pay for groceries?
Chip
what
in.
What do you guys think?
Chip in. I'm in a little different situation.
Do I help pay their mortgage? I mean, what do you think is the...
Do they still have a mortgage, or do they own the house straight away?
I don't
away?
Know. These are questions I probably should have gotten the answers to before I agreed
I'm pretty sure that you guys are going to be living there. I think there's the assumption that you're all a bunch of adults, so like you will help out with chores like any sane person would. And there's a grandchild on the way. I'm sure they're just going to be excited
to have
you around.
I got that going for me. We didn't know that. We didn't know that when we first agreed to do this.
Oh, buddy, now that you do know that and that has become part of the development, you are a
I don't know about that, though, because their daughter is now pregnant, and what if they see me up close and personal and feel like I am not doing enough for her? It could very easily backfire on me, Dorn.
What do you mean, what if? What? Don't you mean when?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I should have said when. All right. Well, if anybody's lived with their in-laws, please pass along some advice or tips on how to make that go.
What if you get a bunch of people who say, yeah, I'm now divorced?
Back out now. Run. Pretty simple way of starting a conversation on this game Sunday. And tell me if you guys disagree with this. I don't think the Steelers are as good as their 2-0 record suggests, and I don't think the Texans are as bad as their 0-2 record suggests. If you flip the schedules and the Texans played the Steelers' opponents and the Steelers played the Texans' opponents, I think Houston's 2-0 and the Steelers are 0-2.
I agree with that.
I'm
with that. Doran, I'll let you go bat first here. Hit leadoff, though.
No, I totally agree. I mean, you had two of the best teams in AFC that they played, and the Ravens and the Chiefs. And, you know, the Steelers, I mean, every year since Tomlin's been here, they've played to their competition. Last week.
But what is playing to their competition here? Is there a big gap between these two teams? If there is, tell me where it is.
Just look at last week, for instance. I mean, you go into the game, you think you're going to get Drew Locke, and you prepare for him all week. Then you get the backup and Jeff Driscoll, and you're kind of like, all right, we got this game in the bag a little bit. We know what we're doing. We have a good defense. We're going to throw some stuff at him. And then you kind of get lackadaisical and let Jeff Driscoll look like he's, you know.
No doubt. That is playing down to your competition, right? Letting a backup quarterback hang around in the game and make plays. I'm asking you, is playing a close game against the Texans, though, playing down to your competition? Are the Steelers much better than them?
I would say no, because they have a legit quarterback. I would say no, because I would put Deshaun Watson in the top six tier quarterback in the league. So he can manage a game. He could come back. We've seen him have crazy comeback wins, crazy comeback throws. So his potential himself can beat the Steelers. And then you have J.J. Watt, obviously. I mean, J.J. Watt speaks for himself on the other side. But there are holes in the offense. There are holes in the defense for the Texans. But I would say that that's an okay loss, because Deshaun Watson is that good, and he's coming off of two losses to two really good teams, and he's bound to win at some point.
Pony, I think that your schedule flip thing is completely accurate, one. Two, do you remember you and I would talk about Seattle last year and how they were not nearly as winning a team as their record suggested, like that they were getting by on spit and chicken wire kind of thing? But they had Russell Wilson, so they were automatically dangerous in every game they played just because of that, even with the flaws on the roster, and they almost won their division as a result of it.
Mm-hmm.
I look at Houston in a somewhat similar vein. Like, I think that they are a mess because Bill O'Brien, the GM, has completely butchered things, and yet I also probably would have picked them to win that division before the start of the season. Just if somebody asked me, like, as a snap answer, I would have said Houston, because they have that guy. So no, I don't think.
And I don't think on game days.
I don't
days,
think a loss here would be like some ugly thing. Like, you see that the other team has a quarterback at least as good as your own, if not better, and that he can make plays by himself that can turn a game.
I think the offenses are mirror images. Neither team has a clear number one wide receiver, but both teams have a lot of depth at the position. They both go four deep. The Texans have four good wide receivers. The Steelers have four good wide receivers. They both use two tight ends. They both have question marks at running back. I mean, and they both have two franchise quarterbacks. I mean, it's not all that different from one another. Watson gets sacked a lot more than Ben because he plays the game at this point in his career different than Ben plays it.
Yeah, I was going to say Watson's the cause of a lot of his sacks because he's trying to make extra plays happen here and make something happen, and he eventually gets taken down. I would think, though, then, Pony, that the difference would be if the offenses are pretty close to mirror images and how they're constructed, the defense should be the difference here. And that's where I'm really curious. That's the side of the ball, Steelers defense versus Houston's offense, that I find intriguing, because all the talk has been about, oh, Watson's going to get killed back there, unbelievable pass rush, Steelers are generating a ton of pressure, and my eyes just are still not convinced in what I've seen. Like, it would not surprise me at all if Deshaun Watson avoids the pressure and is able to make big plays down the field.
I think the difference here is the coaching. Yeah, I'm taking Tomlin all day. We've seen Bill O'Brien over the past couple of years just straight butcher this organization. How in the heck do you get rid of one of the best wide receivers in the league whenever you have an up-and-coming quarterback who is going to make a lot of progress every year for your organization? Bill O'Brien's trying to pull the Belichick. He's trying to do GM. He's trying to be coach. He's trying to do too much, put his hands in every single pile. So I'm going, the difference here is the
coaching. I think O'Brien's actually better than he gets credit for, and I know both of you guys hate hearing that, But he one of the things he did do, and it wasn't just him, but they got the franchise quarterback right. They found the guy. They were in the wilderness with guys like Matt Schaub and T.J. Yates and Ryan Fitzpatrick.
So I agree with that to a degree, but he also could still have picked the better one at that
point. Do you mean?
True.
Mahomes.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's true. I guess the Rockets could have picked Jordan ahead of Olajuwon. That doesn't make Olajuwon a bad pick, does it?
You'd rather have Jordan, though.
Sure. But, I mean, the other party here is Chicago, who took Mitch Trubisky with the second pick. I mean,
Bill O'Brien, do you think Bill O'Brien is sharp enough that he would have been pushing for Patrick Mahomes, who maybe was a bit of an unpolished stone coming out of college, if, say, Deshaun Watson had gone to the Bears? Or do you think O'Brien would have said, give me Trubisky, give me that guy right now?
It's possible. I mean, maybe. Yeah, I mean, that's part of it. The other thing I'd say is, if Tomlin is a much better coach than O'Brien, why haven't the division titles and the playoff wins been really any different between the two since O'Brien came into the league? Houston's won four division titles. Pittsburgh's won three, won two. And the Steelers have three playoff wins and the Texans have two. I don't see a big difference there.
To me, it's the Super Bowls. I know that's in the past, but if you know how to get to a Super Bowl, I'll always take a chance on you. I'll always take a chance on you as a coach. Even to Chris's point, yeah, he passed on Patrick Mahomes, but the difference between Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson is a really good quarterback, but Deshaun Watson hasn't won anything. Patrick Mahomes has. Tomlin has. Bill O'Brien hasn't won
but
anything.
I look at Watson as a Super Bowl caliber quarterback. I don't look at him as just a good player. I think he has the potential to be a quarterback that leads a team to a championship.
That's what they said about Andrew Luck. He didn't do anything.
Well, he did. He went to an AFC championship game.
I'm talking Super Bowls. We're talking championships, like real ones.
Well, how about the guy that his face is splattered all over your alma mater? What are you saying about Marino then, Doran? I mean, he didn't win one. Does that mean he's not cut from the same cloth as Troy Aikman and Joe Flacco?
He has records.
Well, look at why. So that's the way it gets parsed.
I don't know why you have to get – you always have to have that dig, that pit dig that gets me going.
I do. You're absolutely
always right. Always have to have a pit dig that gets me going.
Marino did get to a Super Bowl, though, to be fair.
Right. Thank you, Chris.
I think here's what I would say. I hate playing peacemaker. I honestly should have let you guys just go at it there, and I could have gone and made a sandwich downstairs or something.
Lamar Jackson doesn't have a Super Bowl. He looks okay so far.
I'm surprised you're the one saying that, because you've been continuing to say that the league will catch up to him and figure him out, which
you're
hasn't
right.
happened either. Anyway, I think one of the things that I've heard as a criticism, and granted it's hard for me to know this without having wonderful access to Bill O'Brien's play sheet, is that one of the knocks on him as an offensive coach is that he'll have good performances early in games when he can script, but once they have to go off script and he has to call things by feel,
interesting.
Even with a great feel quarterback like Watson, that he struggles. That's a criticism I heard in the Chiefs game. They got that opening touchdown, and I think Collinsworth was all over him, pointing out that he just didn't have any answers once they couldn't go to their script.
I don't know. I've seen him make the playoffs with Matt Schaub and Brian Hoyer. So I have to give him a little bit of credit as a coach.
Okay, but that's like, to me, that is a way better case for him being a better coach than people give him credit for than doing anything with Deshaun Watson. Even though Matt Schaub, to me, is an underrated quarterback historically, like he's not half bad.
By the time O'Brien got him, he was a pick six machine, Chris.
No, I get it. Like, I'm saying, ultimately, that's a much better supporting point for O'Brien's acumen as a coach.
You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text on Edgar Snyder. Reminds you to text responsibly. Coming up, Big Ben going to set another Steelers record on Sunday. Coach Randy gets emotional talking about it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.